Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you to another Saturday morning with mothers and daughters sitting around the table and having a conversation. I'm trying to do two things at one time this morning. Yes, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning for a wonderful opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters all over the world. Father, we pray this weekend that it's a holiday weekend. Sometimes people get a little excited and not paying attention to maybe the things that they should notice as they travel on the highway visiting friends and family. Father, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around them and keep them focused on what they should be focused on. Bless each and every mother and daughter around the world. And as we bless mothers and daughters, we know that it blesses the entire family. So Father, we just want to say we love you. We thank you for Jesus. And thanks for another opportunity to come to the round table. It is Saturday morning, and, you know, I tell you, I didn't realize it was Labor Day weekend. I know that sounds crazy, but when you're working for yourself, a lot of times you got things going on and a lot of things happening, and, you know, everybody's like, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it seems as if we just had Christmas a couple of weeks ago. You know, things are just moving very, very fast. At least it seems that way to me. Maybe because I'm getting older or whatever the case may be, it just seems as if time is not waiting, just absolutely moving. For the people out there this morning, I did not get to send a text out this morning, so text your family and friends and let them know that we are online. I will try my best to do a small text as we go and, you know, just let everybody know we're on. Some days on Saturday mornings, it gets to be a little crazy for me trying to work the whole system. So bear with me. I'm trying to actually send out a text now to the audience, because when I don't send it out, people say, well, you know, I didn't call in because you didn't send a text, and I'm so used to getting a text, and so therefore I thought you wasn't on. So I just want to let them know, yes, we are here, and they're more than welcome to come on. We got things to talk about. We got mothers and daughter issues that are happening. And some announcements that we need to make this morning. Let's see. All right. Thank you for your patience. Get started. I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, things that are coming up in the next few weeks. We are live here on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us via your computer, or you can go on your phone, your cell phone, and just simply call in. I think it's the most unique thing that you can actually pick up your phone and call 347-539-5078. Listen to the radio program and click 1 if you want to join the conversation. The format for the new people that are coming on, what we usually do, I have come through and do some announcements, and then I move into a commentary of our conversation, and then I open up the airways, and you can click 1 and give us your thoughts on the subject. There's no right or wrong answer, no right or wrong part of the conversation. It's just your thoughts, so you don't have to worry about, am I saying something that makes sense, or will somebody like it? Because no matter what you say, you're going to touch the minds and the spirit of someone out there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on here and you wouldn't be saying it. I mean, God brings people together for a reason. We're here to help nurture each other. So when mothers and daughters come to the round table, don't hold back a thought. If it comes up in your stomach and you feel this urge to want to say it, 9 times out of 10, someone is waiting to hear it. So, I mean, you be the judge. I know it's not an easy thing to do. People don't like to talk on the radio, and, you know, a lot of people don't have the gift of gab. I didn't always have it. I always had the gift of gab, but have always had the, you know, the nerves to get on radio or in front of people to talk, and, you know, I had that fear and that conversation going on in my head as well. I mean, I used to get so nervous, and I had to speak when I worked at the Urban League, and, you know, when you're working at the Urban League, you're out there in front of people, and that was my training ground. I had to learn either best that you're going to speak or you're going to look really, really silly. So, you know, I decided I didn't want to look silly, so let me just get it together, and a lot of praying, and God helped me to get past it, and as I grow, and of course, you know, I still get nervous when I'm in certain crowds, but it is what it is, you know. I'm not a perfect speaker, and I don't have it all together myself, but you know what? I'm willing to try it. So I get up every Saturday morning, and I keep doing it, and maybe I get better and better at it. But I don't worry about it because hopefully you understand what I'm saying, and we make a connection, all right? So join in. Let's have some fun. Call all your mothers and daughters. Get your favorite drink. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. Our stimulating conversation today, mothers and daughters progressing from within. You know, there was a spirit that we were dealing with the last couple of weeks about, you know, hedge of protection of prayer over our children. And, you know, we need to sort of asking every mother and daughter and every father and son that's listening to the program that you think about that. Pass that on to every mother and daughter that you see. Are you praying for your children? Are you praying for your daughter, mother, before she goes out in the daytime? Are you praying for your son? You know, keep that in mind. Fathers, pray for your sons and your daughters because, you know, we have fathers that are raising daughters as well, and I do get those calls from fathers that are saying, you know, Dr. Fletcher, I don't have a wife, I'm a single father, but, you know, I have to do both. I have to be the mother and the father to my daughter, you know. So, therefore, we have fathers that are listening to the program as well. And I'd like to say thank you to all the listeners. I'm telling you, I looked at the stats last week. I don't like to look at stats, but for some reason, my spirit kept saying, look, 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 and I did. And we saw a large increase of listeners. So I'm saying to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule and sitting back and listening to the conversation. Even though you may not call in, don't you think for a moment I don't know that you're there. I can see the stats and see that we're reaching mothers and daughters around the world, literally around the world. So I want to say thank you because I cannot do this without you. It's kind of hard to get up and have a conversation by yourself. So thank you very, very much. I want to thank my partners today. We have partners that come in and, you know, partners that they support us in a lot of different ways, some monetarily and some basically just giving their time and their energy and their advice and suggestions and things of that nature. Everything counts when it comes to helping us to grow this ministry and helping us to reach the mothers and daughters that God has placed in our path for us to reach. So I want to thank you for that as well. Now, I know sometimes you might say, well, she does a lot of thank you. Well, I do, because I don't take it lightly that you take the time out to listen. Because there's so many things that you could be doing, and I understand that. So I do take, I do thank you for doing that, because I have to do it, because I was asked to do it. God asked me to do it. I don't have to. I could have said no, you know, because we do say no to God. Don't act like I, oh, that's something terrible to say. Oh, Dr. Fletcher, no, you didn't say that. Yes, I did. You know, we do. God asks us all to do things. Do we do it? Not all the time. You know, he asked me to do this radio program. I started it, and I went for about a month, and I stopped. And I didn't do anything else for about a year because I thought I was so busy. And I thought, oh, I don't have time to do it, and da-da-da. And I was doing it on a Monday night, and It went on for a while, and I just stopped. And then all of a sudden, God said, I asked you to do a radio program. And I'm like, Lord, I'm pretty busy, you know. I don't have time to get. And he brought it to my attention real nicely. Oh, you don't have time? Whose time are you using? Whose air are you breathing? Did you make the skin, the muscle, the bones? I mean, what do you mean you don't have time? It became very clear. I'm not of my own. Yes, sir, I do have time. So I take time out on Saturday morning and I do this, and it's now I'm having a lot of fun. I'm telling you. I get on, I start with one thing, and the Holy Spirit will start talking to me, and we'll start writing the information down, and all of a sudden he just takes off into something else. So, you know, I enjoy it. To me, it has become one of the fun things to do on Saturday morning. I get up and I just let the Holy Spirit does what it does, and I don't worry about people. I don't worry about what if anybody's on here or not. I appreciate it that you are, but it's just not one of those things that I'm going to worry about. You know, I'm not going to count numbers or, you know, because it's not about Bessie. It's about following instructions. It's about being obedient. And trust me, whoever God wants to be on here will be on here, will be on the radio. That will happen. And if he intends somebody to be on there but me and him, that will happen too. My job is to be obedient. All right, with that being said, hey, I was trying to text and install at the same time and talk to you. You can reach us at www.mdbn.org, and you can call us at 786-462-6470, 786-462-6470. When you go to the mdbn.org, you will see some of the things that we're doing with the mother and daughter programs, and then, of course, you can call the 786 number and, you know, leave a message and someone will call you back. Again, today, for the newcomers coming on, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and our topic today, stimulating topic on mothers and daughters progressing from within. We'd like for you to go and visit www.AskDrBessieShow.com. That's AskDrBessieShow.com. That is a website that you can go and you can kind of see what we're doing. Of course, you can listen to the radio program there as well. But you can see a trailer of the upcoming show of Mother and Daughter that we spoke to. It's just a brief little introduction to a mother that had lost nine babies, and still refused to give up on being a mother. And she had the 10th baby, which is Sarah, which is living and living today. So that's the story, you know. It's an amazing story of mothers and daughters and the strength of a mother that refused to give up, refused not a daughter who refused not to become a mother. She was going to become a mother. Some of the things that are coming up, we have next Saturday, we have the Mother and Daughter Crusade. My goodness, I can't believe it. It's here, September the 8th. We're being hosted at Church by the Sea right there in Fort Lauderdale. If you're coming up to the 17th Causeway, it's at the very bottom of the hill. Sometimes you come over the bridge, and as you're coming down, look to your right in the fork of the road there, you will see Church by the Sea. Can go on the website for directions as well. We have Ask Dr. Bessie Show. We are looking at doing some air time. September, we had a date for September the 10th. I'm not sure if that's going to be September the 10th or it's going to be backed up a little bit because we have some newcomers coming on to the show, some new ideas, some strategies. But I'll let you know next Saturday what will be the final date on that. We also have the Mother and Daughter Gala, that is November the 10th. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be more of a butler style. It's going to give you an opportunity to come, dress up, and enjoy a good night, social night. But we also recognize in our grannies, the Granny Award. So if you have a grandmother that you feel deserve recognition, she's been doing and doing, and no one's recognized your grandmother. why don't you step up and do that? You can go to mdbn.org or call 786-462-6470 and ask for an application, okay? And tell us why you think your grandmother should be nominated as Granny of the Year at, throughout the Granny Award. She will hold that title till the next year. Then we have the Mother and Daughter Cruise that's leaving out on November the 12th through the 16th and going to Mexico. I want to thank the ambassadors that helped make these things possible. Without them, there certainly would not have been me, because they keep me motivated and actually keep the program running, just to be honest with you. You know, sometimes it could have been one of those type of things where I, by myself, could give up, but they keep me strong and keep me going. I also want to thank the friends of the Mother and Daughter Faith Ministries for helping us. And we have a partner that we God has blessed us with, the partner, Florida Technical College. If you want to go to college and it seems like everything is impossible, there's no way you can make it, I don't have the money, I'm telling you, I've been connected with this college for the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And just being around there, the love, and I'm not just saying that because we are partnering with them, because first of all, I wouldn't partner with someone that I didn't think we were a match. But the love that is extended to the students around there is just unbelievable. The care. They really care. I mean, it's like you're with your family. Mr. Perez is there. He makes sure that people are fed, that they get gas tickets, that, you know, he cares about their family. I'm like, wow, what a nice feeling. What a nice place to be. So if you want to go to college, trust me, you contact Florida Technical College. You will be going to college. The way will be made. So check that out, Florida Technical College. They're right on Pembroke Pines. And I'll get a number and give you that before we end the show today. So don't worry about, do I have everything in place or what do I need? You know, go see. I think if you're willing, the way will be made. All right? I have my co-host with me today. I have not checked the board. I'm hopefully Sandra Dee's there, Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo, as we get into our conversations today. As I say, get your pen and paper, sit back, relax, and let's look at what we're talking about. All year we've been dealing with hidden secrets in the family. You know, that's been the whole thread in which have connected these conversations throughout the year. Hidden secrets. And, you know, it's so amazing when God showed me that at the beginning of the year, and I'm talking about hidden secrets and hidden secrets, and then all of a sudden, you know, realizing, you know, there were some things in my life that were hidden secrets that we all discussed at that time. And you know, if you want to, you can go back to the first year and listen to some of the programs on hidden secrets. We all have them. We have something that we feel, you know, you hear somebody says, I'm going to take this to my grave. Well, you think it's hidden. You think that nobody knows it. But someone does. There is a God. And you're like in a fishbowl. He can see everything that you do. It's the most amazing thing when you stop and you get that awareness, when you get that in your spirit. It's hard to do something wrong, especially when you know you're like a little fish in a clear glass bowl. And God can see you. So it's hard to do wrong. I mean, you'd have to be really, really adamant to say, I don't care, I'm just going to do it anyway. But if you get that, but the hidden secrets, even with your family, your children can feel something. You know, you can remember, if you're real honest, that there were things going on in your household. You didn't know all of it. You could hear a little bit of it in the conversation when your mom was talking to someone else or your dad. and you kind of put one and one together, and you came up with two. Most times you came up with three because you didn't get it all, so you just made up the rest. You know, kind of that's the way we do as children. And even as adults, don't get all of it, but you just make up the rest of it because it sounds right. And therefore, a lot of times in a child, they will start building their relationship from that point on with their mother or even their father, built on some information or half-truths that they got or some truths that they have, but they have never really had the conversation to discuss them. So it's been hidden in their heart, the way that they felt or are feeling about that particular parent. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you don't want to go to your mother and say to your mother what you think because you don't want to get in trouble. So you just hold on to that. But it never goes anywhere. It keeps popping up. You can be 50. It will pop up. I have clients that are in their 50s and 60s. Things are popping up that came up when they were 7 years old or less. Things that they thought. One young lady, for instance, she was 58, and her mother was 87, and I had them in a counseling session. And she brought up the fact that you always loved my brother more. You always treated him different. And then she brought up something that happened when she was around 7 years old. And her mother was shocked. 87 years old, she looking at her and said, "You still holding on to that?" And she's like, "Yes." Because, see, what happened, that was so real to her that everything her mother did from that point on with her brother, she measured that. And it was like a ball of yarn. It just kept building, wrapping around that ball and wrapping around that ball until all of a sudden here you are 58 and your mother 87 and you're looking at this ball. And then across from the two of you, there's a 33 or something like that year old daughter with a son, with a grandson. And they're in there fighting, and each one of them having the same problems because her daughter said, "You treat my brother different." So that's what I'm saying. That's what we're talking about today. Hidden secrets that have been a hidden thread in our conversations throughout the year. Last week we talked about the covenant. We brought that into the second week based on the fact that a spirit that God has placed in my heart, just to remind mothers, pray for your children before they go out. I don't know. It's deep. It's heavy. And I'm just saying, tell every mother, every father that you know, cover your children before they go. Do a covenant over them. Pray the prayer of protection before they walk out the door. And that kind of led from the fact that we talked a week before then about hugs and being able to recapture that moment when you first look into her eyes, you know, being able to look into the eyes, being able to hug her and keep that bond going. But somewhere along the line, you know, when that child gets around three, starts a little bit around three, but more around six when they go to school that first year, "Oh, mommy, I don't want you to hug me anymore. No, 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 no. Don't kiss me in front of my friends." You know, where are they getting that from? You need to take control of that and say, "You know what? No, I'm going to hug you and I'm going to look you in your eyes because you need to keep the bond going. You need to know what's going on with your child. You need to know what's happening on the inside, and the only way you're going to find that out is basically looking within her eyes. You've got to look in your child's eyes." We get so busy that we're on the phones. We're so technical today. And, I mean, everybody's just, I mean, if you see someone, they're texting, they'll walk right into you with the head down, so busy texting. I was coming down the hallway one day, and this young man was texting, and he was texting, and he was just walking right into me, and I just let him walk right into me. And he's, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I thought, yeah. See? We don't keep an eye out. So you can't get so busy on the phone, the computers, our work, that we don't take the time to look into those eyes, because that's where the secret lies. In the eyes, you can tell what is hidden in the soul.
So when your child try to duck you, and when she does not want to look you in your eyes, that's your warning. Don't ignore that. You see a behavior change, address it immediately. If you say, I don't know what happened, it seems like this child doesn't want to talk, or she's in her room all the time, she's closing the door, come on now. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Something happened. You need to stop. You need to go in and find out what's going on. Now, do you have a problem? You may. Are you communicating with your daughter? Because if you have not been communicating with her and she doesn't trust you and she doesn't feel like she can share, then, you know, you're going to have a problem trying to get that information out. And then you say, okay, we got to go to counseling. Counseling is good. I'm a counselor, Christian clinical psychologist. But like I say to my clients, we're only going to do this for 12 weeks because the answer is within you. I don't have your answer. What I can do is help you facilitate your thoughts so that you can see what is within you. And that brings us to our stimulating topic today, mothers and daughters progressing from within. We have to go inside. In order to go inside of your children, you got to look through the windows of their eyes. You got to see from within their eyes. Otherwise, you only know what people tell you. You can see a lot more than the average person, a mother and a child, because you have that wisdom. You have that connection to that child's soul. So when a child does wrong, the first thing they want to do is not let you look into their eyes, because they know you look into their eyes, you're going to be able to detect something has happened. And then you will ask the question, what's going on? What's going on? But sometimes mothers get so busy. They see it. They realize it. But they'll tell their friends, I just don't know what happened to her. She seems to be distant. She won't talk to me. And they'll let that just go and go and go. And then all of a sudden you're 45 or 50 and you're sitting in front. Hopefully you get to it. Some people never do. And then you get in front of a counselor and you're trying to figure out what happened. But look what you've lost. Look how many years have been cut out of your life. Yes, God said redeem the time, but that's a whole different kind of time. You can't get that back. And if you have grandchildren, it's going to affect your grandchildren. So why allow something to happen to allow that something within to stay within? It will eat away at you, it will eat away at your daughter, and it will affect your grandchildren. So to progress from within means what? You need to have a conversation. You need to recognize that something has happened in order to get what's inside. And when we're talking about progress, we're talking about what you have within you, your feelings and your thoughts, you know, that's inside of you. You can laugh, and you know this, all of us can recognize this, and I'm just asking you to be honest with yourself, because I don't know all of you out there, but I do know I've done it myself. And if we're all honest, we dress up, we look real pretty. We go in our cars and we go out and we look like everything is right in place. Hey, we're good. Nothing's bothering me. But the moment you get some downtime and you're by yourself, what are your feelings and what are your thoughts? What are you processing? What are you saying within your mind? Are you at peace? Or are you fighting a battle within your thoughts? Does your head hurt, your stomach, your back, your feet, your leg, your eyes? your heart. What's hurting when you're by yourself, when you're processing from within? Are you 23 hours out of 24 hours a day more stressful than they should be? Sometimes a person don't have but an hour apiece when you add up the entire day. And you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, how is that possible? 1 hour apiece in the whole day? Think about it. Depends upon what you're thinking. And if you have something that's bothering you and it's eating away at you, it will continue to talk to you 24 hours a day. You're good if you get an hour apiece. You can't go to sleep. You get 15 minutes, you wake up, you go back, and you're tormented in your sleep. What are you progressing from? What are you dealing with from within? Are you looking into the world to find your answers? Because, see, to progress from within, you got to know what you have within you. And the thing that I want to say to you mothers, whatever you're doing and whatever you're processing, your daughters are copycats of you. And I've talked to a lot of mothers, and I'm telling you, a lot of daughters will tell me, you know, I do not want to be like my mother. Some people say, well, Dr. Fletcher, that's cruel. You know, how? Come on. Many people say, I don't want to be like my mother. Most women say that, not negatively, because we always want to know we're going to do it a little better. And our daughters are saying the same thing. My daughter would say today, I love my mother, but I don't want this part of her. And that's good, because then what she's doing is developing herself into her own. But trust me, even though she don't have daughters, her sons are saying the same thing, because we see the pattern. You know, I was embarrassed, and I didn't want my parents to take me to certain things. That my dad had an old truck, and I did not want him to drive me up in front of the school in that old truck. Oh, I would cry, but I'd miss the school bus. So if I missed the school bus, Daddy had to carry me to school. He was an electrician, and he had one of those trucks that looked like a milk truck, which was appropriate for all of his supplies at the time. But to me, I wanted to drive up in the car. You know, I wanted to look good. And I would ask my daddy, Daddy, please, can you drop me off like a block before the school? But Daddy would say, no, I'm putting you out right here, so I could see you walk into the school. Oh, I was so embarrassed. And so I'm thinking, that'll never happen with me. Okay, here I go, very successful businesswoman, looking good, you know, doing the best I can do. And then my daughter gets to the point where she's, Mommy, I don't want you to go in with me. Oh, Mommy, don't come out of school. And I'm thinking, are you serious? I'm an up-to-date mama. Wasn't about that. That's just the process. So now she's in that same position. She gets to the school. Her sons look at her, and she's working the school. She works with the football team. She works in the store. They know her. She's there all the time. She's auditing. She's doing whatever. But when they see her, they nod and keep it moving. She said, Mama, can you believe that? Oh, no. I know you're not saying that, you know, but that's it. I mean, they are copycats. So whatever we go through, you know, that's why we say we don't want to be like our mother, because we're going to do it different. Our children are going to be different. No, whatever we copied from our parents is within us, and it will progress outward. It will come out, and it will affect the next generation, our children, or any children that is in our possession. So now let's look at the word within. You know, when you're talking about within, it just simply means inside you, something that's contained by or surrounded by. A simple meaning, you just say in, it's in. If you're a Christian mother or daughter, you should know what's within you. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And even at that, don't mean you don't have difficulties. It just means that you should know that you have a rock that you can depend on. And through grace, you'll be able to accomplish things if you just relax and allow the grace to work. Most times we want to put that I in front of grace. You know, I, and then grace, instead of grace, and then I. But if you're not a Christian mother, then you probably don't even know or recognize all the things that are within you. And I say that lightly, because I kind of pondered over that when I was writing, and I was like, okay, but the Lord told me to put it down. I'm saying it. You know, I was kind of like, oh, do they not know? Like, put it down. I'm like, okay, I'm obedient. I'm writing this down. And then he followed it up with, but you can change that. It's a simple solution to that. All you got to do is ask Jesus to come live into your heart and ask him to forgive you for your sins and promise to serve him for the rest of your life. And with those words, if you say them and you mean them from your heart, then you automatically become a Christian mother or daughter. Now you know what you're working with. You're working with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then you sit back and you allow grace to work for you. Now, is that an easy job? No. I'm still working on that. I'm still trying to learn that, how to yield, because we are so trained from the world that we have to do it. It doesn't get done until we do it. And that's a mindset, and that's where it comes from, transformation, change in the mind. We as women, I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and I was just, you know, we were talking, and I said, you know, as an only child, my mother had certain things that she put into my head, and that was, you know, you got to learn to be independent. You can't depend on anybody. Never let your right hand know what your left hand doing, in essence. You know, don't let your husband know you have extra money. And if you got money, you know, keep some hidden for yourself. And, you know, which that was her way of trying to protect me, you know, because she says, you know, there's no one else but you. And if something happened to me and your dad, then you have got to learn to live on your own. That was her worry. That was her concern all as the years I was growing up. Was that all good advice? Because when I got married, I wasn't being submissive. I was not letting my husband know that I had money stashed, and, you know, because my mother taught me that. So now my daughter and I, we look back at it. She picked up on some of those habits, and we're looking at, okay, we don't have to change some of this, because if not, the next generation is going to get it. You know, you got to be honest. You got to have an honest conversation in order to have a marriage that has a chance to work, or a relationship that has a chance to work. So the relationship with your daughter, you know, you've got to be honest. She's got to know that she can come to you. She's got to know that she can say whatever she needs to say to you, and she's not going to be judged, and that you can sit down and have an honest conversation. And we have to sometimes say, you know what? I've done that. I made that mistake. Like I told my daughter, I said, don't make the mistake of having a 30-year divorce. So I shared with her, these are the things that I've done wrong. I don't want you. Let's cut the cord. Let's make sure this doesn't happen to the next generation. Will it happen? I don't know. But at least I'm going to feel better about it, because I've said to her, these are the things that I did not do. These are the things that when I look back at it, maybe I should have done it just a little differently. But let me share that with you. And you take the advice and do the best you can with it. Now it's up to her. Use that advice. And, of course, she's got her own things going. And each one of our daughters, they have their own life. But don't be afraid to share your mistake, because your mistakes were made so that it was a hedge of protection for your daughters. But if you don't share those things, then they're not going to get the effects of it, you know? All right. So with that, let's look at the intro conversation. Let's look at what's playing in our head. And let's look at what God says. Don't use your words, mother. Let's use the words that God has placed for us to use. He said his word would not come forward. He didn't say Bessie's words would not come back forward. He said his word. So So that means don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away. Use his word. Stand on it. Put it out there for your children. Let them know this is what God said. This is what works. Nothing else is going to work in your life but this. And when they get that, they're protected. Make sure that they're saved. Make sure that they know. We said the week, if they don't say nothing but just Jesus, they don't know nothing but that. Man, I was listening to that on TBN this week. He said he tried everything he could try. He's just all over the place doing things and finally just ran out. And being a Jewish man, the Sid, he said finally he just said, Jesus, help. And his life changed. Jesus, help me. So it don't have to be a long prayer. It don't have to be a long dissertation. Jesus, help. I need some help. I need some help with my daughter. I need to know what I need to do. Leave it there and see what happens. So I strongly suggest that you sit down with your pen and paper, write down what you see within yourself. See if you're the mother or daughter that you want to be or that you should be, according to the word. And when you write it down, look at it. Don't just write it down and leave it there. Look at it. Discuss it within yourself and see what effects that have come out of that. It'll speak to you. Just do it and see what happens. Each person will be different. So as I say to you, mothers and daughters, trust God. Have faith in his word and watch his word manifest in your mother and daughter relationship. Because your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your vision, and your visions create your reality. So if you don't like where you are, simply change what you say. Because God says what? As a man thinketh, so is he. So thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the lines and see if someone want to have a conversation with me this morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Miss Janice. How are you doing today? I think I have Janice here. Hello?
Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I thought this was Janice. This is Dorothy. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, enjoying the conversation as always.
Thank you, darling.
When you started to speak on secrets, it brought me back to my diary. I kept a diary from age 13. And as an adult, I was reading this diary, and I said, I got some good stuff in here, some interesting stuff. I've had an interesting life. I would like to write a book.
Wow.
But the thing that held me back is the fact that there were things in there that I didn't want my daughters to read, because not that I was a terrible person, but, you know, it's like, this is mom. And I didn't want them to use my mistakes as an alibi to make their own mistakes. I didn't write the book. And as a mother, I would use the environment more to try to influence them to be better girls rather than using my own experience, because I felt like as a mother they would probably use that to their advantage. Probably throw it back up in my face, you know, well, you did this when you were growing up, rather than, you know, I'm going to listen to you and make this a learning experience and not to make the same mistake. That's what I thought about as you were speaking of hidden secrets. So I went through this diary one day, and I said, I don't even want them to read this when I'm gone. I tore up pages, but I didn't get rid of the diary because it still, you know, is a part of me. I still feel like it's a part of me. but I felt like some things they just don't need to know.
Uh-huh. I understand that. But what did you do with the pages? Did you destroy the pages?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I think I would have taken them and hidden them someplace else. But, you know, I understand that because a lot of times parents do say to me, you know, well, they say, well, Mama, you did it. And that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at the relationship up to that time. You know, you
mm-hmm.
can't start with a relationship or sharing honesty with them at 13 or 14, but if you've been doing that all along, even though it still may come back, you know, it's a risk that you're taking, but hopefully it won't be so damaging. I don't have the answers for it, but I understand what you're saying because that's why we all have hidden secrets. You know, I have things that I don't want my daughter to know, and mothers are going to do that. That's what we're going to do. But the ones that we can share, I think we should share. And I know sometimes I'd hate for certain things to be asked, but if they are, I'm going to have to figure out a way to just try to answer them. You know, I mean, we're going to do. I look at, I think it was Miss Kennedy, if my mind, from the news and the things that I've heard, she wrote her diary out into a book. And she said, don't publish it until I'm gone for 50 years. Oh, boy, that's got to be some interesting stuff. I guess she figured her kids would be too old to blame her or the grandkids or whatever, but she didn't want to publish for years and years and years. But, you know, I think maybe you might want to write the book as an anonymous person
mm-hmm.
and don't put your name on it. Because if you think it's stuff in there that could help somebody else, you know, I say write it. But, you know, that's your choice.
Right.
What'd you say? I'm not writing that book.
I'm giving up on the idea. That was a while back. I'm giving up on the idea now. Even though they're grown.
Go ahead.
No, even though they're grown now, and it probably wouldn't do any damage, it's still just some things you just don't want. They don't need to know.
It's so amazing because, you know, when we do that, you know, and I know listeners are saying, wow, what she's got in there? You know, you brought up some chocolate.
I know.
I know the audience will say, I wonder what she's got in there. You know, I'd like to know, you know. But to you, it may be one of those things where you say, oh, this is terrible. But, you know, when I tell you, when you look into the Bible and you see all the things that they did, you'll be like, oh, man, what I've done is nothing compared to this.
All right.
Well, thank you for sharing. I truly appreciate it, you know, and hold on to it. Don't mess around and let somebody find it now.
Well, I tore all the main pages already.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Then you have a blessed day.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, when we're talking about hidden secrets, I love that story because I think everybody out there can relate to it. I don't think there's a person out there cannot relate to the fact that there's something that they got hidden, kind of stashed away, hoping that, nobody finds this. All right. Here we go. Good morning, Sandra D. How are you?
Oh, fine. Good morning. I just want to thank you and compliment you, actually, for when you give your scenarios of true stories, it kind of helps us to make it a lot easier to understand different topics that you talk about, and I really enjoy that. And yes, and also, you know, we talk about praying for our children, and I also want to give a true scenario, too, that happened actually last night. I was meeting up with a friend, and you know, we're always talking about all these bad things that happen with kids and what kids are doing today, generation. We were at Starbucks, actually, in the Coconut Creek area, and it's so funny because we saw a group of young kids, maybe high school, all race, all colors, actually in a little study group going over the Word of God. And the only reason why I found out, because afterward they took that same conversation and they went outside, and they were really getting into a heated, serious conversation. One person may say one thing and another, and then I just happened to throw my drink away in the trash, and I saw this young lady, and I didn't know she was actually part of that group as well, because she was already outside. And I said hi to her. And when I spoke to her, we just kind of got in our own conversation, and I said, oh, you're part of that group too. And she says, oh, yes. And we kind of got a little bit discussion about the Holy Spirit and God as well, and, you know, he is one. And I just thought it was very interesting and nice to see the younger generation still praying and doing their thing as well.
That is. That's good for young people out there, because, you know, a lot of times people think that young people are not studying, but they are. I look at PBN has this thing called, I think, JCTV.
Okay.
And it has really enlightened me. It's just for the young people. I mean, they get on there and they talk about, you know, religion Christianity, and they have the music and whole nine yards, and I'm thinking, wow, because, you know, my television is limited, and I don't get to see a lot of things, but I was like, wow, this is really good. But it is good to see that, and then the fact that you got an opportunity to do some input and then minister to them, you know?
Right.
That is a wonderful thing, because they are what? Somebody's daughter.
Exactly, exactly. And what surprised me, though, is you're talking a Friday night. They're not out partying.
Uh-huh.
They're at
uh-huh.
Starbucks. The place was packed. And they still were in their little group study doing their thing. I was just, wow.
Oh, man. That light brings a good feeling to my spirit, too, because that's what we need to see more of. And hopefully, you know, the parents are like, wow, they're doing Bible study. Isn't that a wonderful
right.
thing? Where's your child?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, he's with his group doing, or her group doing Bible study. They have a Bible study class up at Starbucks tonight. What a wonderful
wow.
people, you know. And even at that, we still have to do what? A covenant prayer, because, you know, things happen all over the place. So being covered and protected is a thing that we have to do. Thank you for sharing that. That's good. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. No problem.
All right. I have to call you later.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
You.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, I tell you, this is wonderful. You know, it started out, it seems like it was a little deep, a little heavy in there. But what I like about my co-hosts, they come in and they bring a different perspective. You know, Sandra D deals with a lot of youth. She has an organization called You Go Girl. You can go online and find that, www.yougogirl.com. And what she does is deal with the beauty in that young girl. She teaches them how to be beautiful from within and out. Sandra is over our young ambassadors, and she does a great job, great job. Her thing is that when you come into the beauty part, she's our little beauty consultant, and with a little flair of elegance. We love to see when she come in, because we like to see what she's wearing. Now, and, of course, she's trying to get Dr. Bessie to get a little more trendy. I'm more of the black, wearing black or gray kind of a thing, you know. So anyway, go to www.yougogirl.com and look at Sandra D and the things that she can do, and she's available. She can come out and work with you. We don't have with us today our caller, who is Janice Paldo. Janice, she's usually one of our, she's our co-host, but today she has a stand-in. One thing I like about these ladies, they, if I'm not going to be there, I'm going to have someone to come in. So today she had Dorothy Westbrook to sit in for her. Janice is a intercessory prayer warrior. They have functions, and they have the circle of love that go out into the community, and they actually feed, clothe, and help children get ready for school. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. As a good group of ladies, that's what they do. They actually make the circle of love, and they put the person or the people in the circle, and they take care of them.
And as a prayer warrior, sometime on Saturday mornings, they are out doing various things. So that's probably why she's not with us today. But we want to thank Dorothy for coming on. Dorothy's a good mother. Dorothy brings that perspective from two adult daughters. And, of course, you know, she just told you the story about her hidden secrets in her diary. And I told her I'm going to have to bring her on as a co-host because she comes up with some good stories. And it always someone always calling me, I like that story, or, you know. So that she brings that humor to us as well. And today we don't have with us Cynthia Oliver. Cynthia is with us usually every Saturday morning, basically, and usually get a guest speaker. So if you want to be a guest speaker, you know, you want to give us a call, go to 786-462-6470. Give us a call. We'll call you and see if you want to be, and we'll tell you a little bit about it and how we can get you to be one of our guests for today. Cynthia is moving today, so we know that she's tired and has a lot of things to do today. Moved yesterday and today into a beautiful home, and we just want to tell her that we miss her. We really do. Because she brings that other flavor. She comes in with the flavor of sons. She has six sons, two that are hers and four that are by marriage. But she comes with that flavor from the son perspective. So we have a, as they can say, a collage of mothers and daughters that come together. And occasionally my daughter come on. And, of course, she, on Saturday morning she's out there working and grandson is practicing. They're listening and not always on, but they come. She comes with the son perspective. So we have a combination of mothers and daughters that are on Saturday morning. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so very much. And again, like I said earlier, I want to also share with you the number to the college. I don't want to forget that. We're getting close to our time to sound off, but I want to see if I can find that number for you so that you can call. Do I get paid from this? No. I don't want you to think this is a commercial and that this is something that Dr. Fletcher's getting paid to do. No. I'm doing it because I believe in it. I'm doing it because I've seen the spirit and I've felt the spirit there, and I know they work from their heart. The number that you can call is 888-779-2572. That's 888-779-2572. All right? Right now, we need to have additional education in order to make it. So let's go to school. Thank you very much. God bless you, and you all have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.